InfoWars.com studios. It's the real news with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday, July 27th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host, and we have, as you hear those chimes, that's not the opening bell of the stock market, but it's going to be interesting to see what happens. We've had a massive jump in GDP, gross domestic product, here. It had been teased. A lot of people were talking about very big numbers. There was a lot of buzz about this in the lead-up to the figures that have just been released. We had Trump officials telling Republican lawmakers to expect blockbuster economic figures today. The ones that have just come out, I'll give you that number in just a moment. We had the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors telling Republican senators in a private meeting yesterday that the GDP figures for April through June were expected to be high enough to ensure the nation would see the first year of annualized 3% growth since the Great Recession of 2008 and 9. He's not ruling out a very big number, said one GOP senator. The consensus estimate was that the second quarter GDP would come in at 4.2%, with some estimates as high as 4.8%. The Atlanta Fed estimated that it could be as high as 4.8, said Senator David Perdue. It's going to be very strong. The key thing here is that, you know, when you got the Atlanta Fed doing estimates like this that are super high, part of this is building expectations super high so that when it comes in as very high, the hyper high numbers that you've gotten people accustomed to, it then looks like a disappointment. It certainly isn't a disappointment, and it came in at about what the consensus was. 4.1%, the best pace in 4 years. This is very good news. Very good news. The number matched expectations. An economist surveyed by Reuters. It was boosted by a surge in consumer spending and business investment. So even though the Atlanta Fed was trying to boost it even higher than that, that was the consensus by economists. Larry Kudlow had predicted that it'd be a very big number, and it is. And then you have CNBC say, well, you know, Obama had a quarter where it was 4%, 4.6%, but then it dropped to 0.5%. You can manipulate the numbers, folks, from quarter to quarter. It's very easy. They do that with unemployment figures all the time. Have you ever noticed that they always put out unemployment figures? Everybody reports it. And then about a month or so later, they come back with revised numbers. And what they do is they revise down the previous quarter so that the next time they put the numbers up, they can show an increase. So it's always an increase in employment figures, not unemployment, but always want to look like you're getting more and more jobs. You do it by depressing, you know, revising the numbers from the previous report and then inflating them on this one and then doing the same thing again. Repeat and wash. That's not what happened with Obama, CNBC. He could fudge the numbers one quarter, but he couldn't sustain it. And so this is something we have seen, sustained growth of over 3% for several quarters. And now we have seen 4.1%. So the economy is not slowing. It is accelerating. As I said, this is going to test James Carville's maxim. It's the economy, stupid. Remember when James Carville was the political consultant for Bill Clinton? And he said, it's the economy, stupid. It's about one thing. It's about people's pocketbooks. It's about the economy. That's what the elections are about. And I think that is really what this election is going to be about. You keep pulling in the numbers that we have seen from the Trump administration. And again, when we talk about trade, we talk about the economy, we talk about reducing taxes and regulation, Trump has been genius at this. He has gotten far more done in far less time than Ronald Reagan ever did. Ronald Reagan talked a great talk. He was a great communicator, but he didn't produce on the numbers. Yeah, you got a great tax cut there, but he spent a lot of money, ballooned the debt, and didn't do a lot of things he said he was going to do. Trump has been much better about keeping his promises, especially on the economic area. We're going to talk about trade. We're going to talk about whether or not the next generation is moving towards socialism or in another direction. We're going to talk about what's going on in North Korea, Turkey, Iran. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Got lots of news today.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
I'm David Knight, your host. We have just had economic figures come out for the second quarter. GDP has jumped to 4.1%. It's about what the consensus of economists were yesterday. That is a massive increase. It is not only sustained growth, but increasing growth. It's not even flat. It's now increasing. And this all goes back to the tax cuts, the regulation cuts of the Trump administration. You understand that as soon as President Trump was elected, the market started taking off big time. Why? Because we'd had no growth under Obama. Because they want to regulate and tax everything. And people expected that President Trump was going to cut taxes and cut regulation. Just the expectation of tax cuts and regulation cuts fueled the economy for a year while the Senate drugged their feet on this, resisting President Trump. Finally, they went through and they got it done at the end of the year. And things have been accelerating ever since then. Now, to give you a contrary view, let's go to Pocahontas, because the socialist Elizabeth Warren is still pushing the same economic policies, the failed economic policies of the socialist Democrats. That's redundant. I know Democrats are socialists, socialists are Democrats, but they like to use both those terms. And we'll talk about that when we come in just a couple of minutes. Are we headed towards socialism or to something else? Here is Elizabeth Warren saying we've got to raise taxes.
A lot of people think they're just numbers. They're not. They are the expression of our values. Mm-hmm. The values of the Republican Party that passed those tax cuts are to give $1.5 trillion away to the richest Americans and the biggest corporations and let everybody else pick up.
And to all the workers
the crops
who get jobs and raises.
And I don't think that's the right way to think about it.
What's too high for
she thinks it's their money.
Personal rate.
It's not about a number. That's what negotiations are all about.
Is 50% obviously too high?
Look, there was a time in a very prosperous America, an America that was growing a middle class, an America in which working families were doing better generation after generation after generation.
When we elected Democrats,
the marginal rate was well above 50%.
It's 90%.
That's exactly right. But for me, the heart of the question is that you've got to ask, what constitutes a fair share in this economy?
Right.
And look, it depends in part on what the economy is. It also
depends.
But it
doesn't strike you as obviously, no, 90%, that's ridiculous. Can't be that.
No, look, 90%, yes, 90% sounds pretty shockingly high.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to get at is this is not about negotiating over specific numbers.
Elizabeth Warren is not a numbers person. We can't put a dollar figure on this. This is about feelings. It's about fairness, right? Let's not talk about numbers. You know what? If you can't quantize something, you don't know anything about it. And she doesn't know anything about the economy. And she will fight you just like Nancy Pelosi will fight you over the crumbs on your kitchen table. To them, it is a zero-sum game. They don't ever see the pie getting bigger. So they must be scratching their head when they see the economy growing by 4.1%. How can that be? I had this pizza pie on my oven last night and it grew by 4.5%. How could that be? Is it yeast? I don't understand. Yeah, the yeast, it's called a tax cut. It's called regulation cut. And it is a moral thing to do. It's not your money. See, Bernie Sanders, when we cut taxes, Bernie Sanders said, remember how he freaked out? He said, they're looting the treasury. They're looting it. Somebody get them out of there. That's my money. That belongs to the government. He is the government. He gets to make the choices about what you do in your life, not you. And so it's their money, not your money, that President Trump is giving away. First of all, that's how they see this. They try to spin it. The only thing that they've got is envy. When they look at the expanding economy that is blowing up their zero-sum game that they're trying to feed everybody, what they try to do is they try to get everybody envious of other people. Oh, that other person over there, they're getting more back from the government than you are. Well, maybe they paid more. You know, there's such a thing called a percent. If somebody makes $1 million and they pay 10%, then they, you know, they pay $100,000. You make $10,000, you pay 10%, you pay $1,000. Well, that's not fair. He's paying $100,000, you know, I guess it is fair because he's paying $100,000. I'm only paying $1,000. That's fair. I like that. But they don't understand that it is, about percentages, because when they look at it as a tax cut and you cut somebody's taxes by 10%, then you cut the rich guys by 100,000 and you cut the poor guys by 1,000 only, right? Who's making 10,000. And then they get upset. They don't mind when it's on the percentage is on the income side, but when it is on the tax side, but when it comes back as a tax rebate, that's outrageous to them because it's all about envy. And because they don't understand economic growth. And because they think the money belongs to them. All right, now that's the good news. And I'm always going to give you a little bit of the bad. But on the other hand, and here's some bad news. We've talked about the EPA as being one of the key agencies where President Trump has gotten things done because of Scott Pruitt when he was there. He just left. And I hope that as Scott Pruitt left, the repeal of Obama-era regulations hasn't gone with him. President Trump called him a killer as a compliment. And the bureaucrats in Washington wanted to kill him. That's why he had to have security. That's why he needed a cone of silence that they complained about and so forth. They wanted to get him in the worst way. Now, I've had Steve Malloy on about a month or two ago, and we were talking about an Obama-era regulation that they were going to use on trucks. Is this going to make a difference in your life? Probably not directly, unless you're in the trucking industry directly. However, it is indicative of the way things operate in Washington. And I hope this is not going to be indicative of the way things are going to operate at the EPA after Scott Pruitt has left. Now, when Steve Malloy came on from junkscience.com, and we talked about this. He explained there's this situation where the EPA wanted to get involved in terms of shutting down the ability of people to take older tractor trailers, the big 18-wheel trailers, trucks, and to refurbish them and sell them. There's a Tennessee-based company called Fitzgerald Glider Kits. They call them gliders. They're basically refurbished. They put new engines in them or they fix them up or whatever, and then they sell them. Guess what? The people who sell new trucks like Volvo don't like that kind of competition because that's a lot more economic. It's also more environmentally friendly to fix an existing vehicle than it is to build one from scratch, if you stop and think about it. But they didn't like that, so they went to the EPA to try to shut down their low-cost competitor in Tennessee. Emails that Steve Malloy got, and we talked about this here on the program, and you can see the video clip. I don't remember the name of it. We'll give it to you later. Showed that Volvo was colluding with EPA officials. And what they were doing was actually having Volvo do the tests, and Volvo, guess what, was rigging the tests. They were coming in, they were conducting the tests, they had something like three trucks that they had chosen themselves. They weren't trucks from, this Tennessee company. And, they put the wrong kind of fuel in them and so forth, and they said, look at this, they burn dirtier than our trucks, our brand new trucks do. And yet we had tests conducted by an independent test organization where they did, it was 10 or 12 different trucks. They put the right kind of fuel in them and so forth, and they found that there was no difference whatsoever. So Scott Pruitt, EPA, was going to shut down those regulations that had been pushed by the EPA bureaucrats who were colluding with Volvo. They never did any tests themselves. They used Volvo's data. They let Volvo rig the test. And they had that there. Now, on the day that Scott Pruitt left, the EPA caved. They said, we're not going to fight this anymore. We're just going to let this go through and put this Tennessee company out of business because Volvo wants their business. See, that's the essence of regulations. Everywhere, whether it's the federal government or whether it is your local health inspector, it's always to put the other guy out of business, to saw off the rungs of the ladder on the climb to the success.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Just talked about the economic figures, 4.1% growth. Take that, Elizabeth Warren. It isn't a zero-sum game. Bernie Sanders, our money doesn't belong to you, and we will fight you, Nancy Pelosi, for every crumb on our table. Because it's money that we earned, you didn't earn it. These stealing socialists here, I wish they'd just call themselves kleptocrats, thieves, because that's what they are. We're going to talk about socialism. And is this the way of the future? But before we do, real quickly, I want to talk about trade while we're on economics. You know, yesterday we had the results of the meeting with European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker, who came to the White House, hat in hand, because President Trump had threatened him to equalize. You know, as I said yesterday, you know, we got a poker game here, and we've got $800 billion more in chips than China does, and we got $150 billion more in chips than the EU does, because that's how much we're losing to them each year. So you want to try to match us tariff for tariff? President Trump had said as Juncker was on his way, if you want to have free trade, let's have free trade. Let's go to zero on both sides instead of you charging us four times as much on the equivalent products that we charge you on the products that you sell to us. And that doesn't even count the fact that the European Union removes their internal taxes when their products travel across the border. They have massive VAT taxes, and those all come off when they export the product. We have massive corporate taxes, income taxes. We have had and still do have some of the highest corporate income taxes in the world, in spite of what Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders will tell you. And those taxes remain on our goods when we go into foreign markets to compete. So President Trump said, all right, let's take the taxes, let's take the subsidies to zero. And guess what Juncker said yesterday? He said, I think we are on our way to taking taxes and tariffs and subsidies to zero. Not taxes, but tariffs and subsidies. But the headline on CNN, even though the stock market was great yesterday because of that, stock market had their best day in 4 months. CNN has this headline, Why Trump Blinked. They always do this. CNN, Why Trump Blinked. You know, there was a story, before I go into this, there was a story about a zoo. It was on Drudge Report. It says, zoo is accused of painting donkeys to look like zebras. Before I even read it, I said to my wife, I said, does CNN own that zoo? Is that some zoo in Atlanta or something owned by CNN? Because that's what they do. You know, Trump has a great victory and they try to paint it to look like a horse of a different color. That's what the donkeys do. They try to look like zebras, don't they? Dress themselves up. We're not donkeys. We're not jackasses. We're progressives or socialists or whatever. No, we understand what you are. And CNN is a bunch of liars for that group of thieves that we call Democrats, socialists, progressives, whatever they want to call themselves. They have to keep changing their names because everybody hates what they do. So they got to keep coming up with a different label, hoping that you'll think that they've somehow changed. And they don't change. They never change. So here's the opening statement, here at the headline, Why Trump Blinked, about yesterday. President Trump has spent weeks drawing battle lines for a trade war with Europe and courting Vladimir Putin. Yeah, right, courting him. Causing almost universal angst in Washington. On Wednesday, he blinked on both. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Here's what Max Kaiser had to say on RT. Max, by the way, not a big Trump fan. But he will give him credit when credit is due. And when he does something that Max agrees with, he'll give him credit. And here's what Max Kaiser said. He didn't say that Trump blinked. Max Kaiser said Trump rolled over the European surrender monkeys like a wrecking ball. Here's Max Kaiser.
Under the new agreement, the two sides will seek to cut or eliminate import taxes, trade barriers, and most subsidies. In addition, the EU will expand its imports of U.S. liquefied natural gas and certain food items. In May, the Trump administration slapped hefty tariffs on steel and aluminium coming from European countries. The EU responded with $3 billion worth of tariffs on U.S. goods. Well, Max Kaiser, host of RT's The Kaiser Report, says Europe has bowed to U.S. pressure.
Did Trump just roll over Jean-Claude Juncker and get concessions almost immediately? The answer is yes. Well, Jean-Claude Juncker is a surrender monkey. He came to D.C. and he surrendered. The white flag was waved, and he gets nothing. And it's gonna—he needs to get used to this, because this is going to happen every few months. He's going to have to surrender more and more and more. The U.S. is in the house. America is back. Jean-Claude Juncker, obviously, at the EU, is used to being kind of a very slow-moving, lethargic bureaucrat with no accountability whatsoever. He's not elected. He will say anything, but generally that means nothing. The deal has not, the ink on the contract has to dry for us to say that there is a deal.
That's right. Juncker is a slow-moving bureaucrat. President Trump is not. But Max Keiser also pointed out you can't trust him. He's openly talked about how lying is you have to lie when it's something important. That's what Juncker has said. And so as Max Keiser said, until you got the ink dried on the deal, you got to still watch out for this guy. But he came out, he said he rolled over, did exactly what President Trump did. So yeah, it wasn't Trump that blinked. As a matter of fact, another guy who was just railing on President Trump a week or two ago, Neil Cavuto, not a Trump fan either, said the Europeans have blinked. That's what Neil Cavuto said. Cavuto called it a dramatic, stunning development on trade. He said the Europeans, it might be deemed, have blinked. They've made concessions to President Trump to meet the president's demand that they lift tariffs that are already in effect against the European Union. This is a major win, says Cavuto, for President Trump. It is a major concession on the part of the European Union. A few hours, they were poo-pooing all the major publications. Just a few hours ago, they're poo-pooing all this for the president of the United States. This is a win, a big one economically. So people have criticized President Trump on many other policy issues that they disagree with him. Max Keiser, Neil Cavuto. They can admit when he's got a big win, but not CNN. What does that tell you? What does that tell you as to why they are so desperate to get us off the air? All they do is they lobby to get us off the air. And pretending that they are set. That was the amazing thing about yesterday. As they are lobbying for our entire news organization to be shut down, they are just whining about this nagging reporter who wouldn't shut up at the end of a press conference and just started, kept screaming at President Trump questions about Michael Cohen and so forth that he wasn't taking. And they said, all right, next event, you're not invited. Anybody else from CNN can come, but not you. And so then CNN said, look at this. They're shutting down the First Amendment while they are demanding that we be shut down everywhere that we turn. CNN is lobbying to shut down our entire news organization. And shamefully, you had people at Fox News like Brett Baer saying, we stand solidly behind CNN. Of course they do. It's part of an elitist club right there at that little tea room that they call the White House Correspondents Association. It's a little guild of people who don't want any competition. They can't handle the competition. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, I was just talking about how everybody except CNN was talking about the victory of President Trump yesterday in the trade talks with the European Union. He got Juncker to agree to everything that he said he wanted. And President Trump was talking about that, as a matter of fact, I think we've got a clip. Do we have a clip of President Trump talking about the trade here? No, we don't have a clip of that. But basically, you know, he said that was very tough on them, but, you know, we got what we wanted out of it. It's the art of the deal. Only CNN criticized it. CNN said Trump blinked. Neil Cavuto said, no, they blinked. You heard Max Kaiser say he completely rolled them. He was a wrecking ball to these surrender monkeys, these Eurocrats who just gave up. He said they didn't know what hit him. And he said, America is back. America is in the room. But you better watch out because Juncker has a habit of lying to people. So we'll see if he follows up on his words. But nevertheless, that was the take of everybody else. You know, I don't want CNN to go away. CNN is a great poster child for the Mockingbird media. They are so bad at putting out the propaganda for the CIA, for the deep state, for the globalists. I want to see them continue. I don't want to see them succeed. They're not succeeding. They're not going to succeed as long as they have competition. That's why they want to shut us down. That's why they're begging social media to shut us down. And understand, if you understand Pastor Martin Niemöller, the guy who talked about the Nazis, he said, well, first they came for the gypsies and I didn't do anything about it. Then they came for this group and then they came for that group. Then they came for the Jews and I didn't do anything about it because I wasn't a part of any of those groups. And all these people in conservative media, like Fox News, that are sitting on the sidelines with this and saying, well, you know, yeah, I can kind of understand it. You know, InfoWars, yeah, take out InfoWars. They're not as good as I am. All these conservative talk show radio hosts out there. They're coming for you next. They're coming for you next. You might want to go back and read that quote from Martin Niemöller. Familiarize yourself with the tactics of the statist left, because CNN is the propagandist for that point of view. They're not going to be satisfied with one organization or two or three. They're already shutting down people's ability to pass other information around. And they've already thrown out in the same forums. These people are saying, well, okay, InfoWars is horrible and Fox News is disgusting. Why are you putting either one of them out? They're already equivocating those. And some people are defending Fox News and saying, well, you can't put Fox News and InfoWars in the same category. That's right, you can't. There's a lot of things that Fox News will never talk about because of their corporate sponsors. Never talk about because of the military-industrial complex. You're not going to hear a lot of things about individual liberty from Fox News. You're not going to hear anything about the danger of pharmaceuticals. They've been silent all these years on the opioid epidemic. Silent on all these years about civil asset forfeiture. Silent about the UN agenda to take over the cities, to push you into mega cities. Silent about the UN agenda that we call the war on drugs. Yeah. Yeah. They're... you're not going to hear a lot of things from them. There was some candor that came out of Peter Thiel, however. It was a meeting that I think was on Wednesday night, and the speech was about 3 hours long. He had some very interesting things to say. And I want to start out with what he had to say about free trade theory being at total odds with reality. Good for him for saying this. It is something that I've said for a long time. When you look at Reason Magazine, you look at the Cato Institute, all these people are saying, oh, I'm free trade. And it's like, well, okay, fine. I agree with free trade in theory. Ron Paul has pointed out when they were talking about NAFTA, he said, that is not free trade. You don't need 1,000 pages of regulations if you're going to have free trade. That's managed trade. Whose advantage is that being managed to, right? The TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TTIP, the Transatlantic Partnership, those were not free trade. That's the way they sell it, but they were going to manage our economies. You know, you look at the European Union, for example. Oh, we got a free trade bloc. Well, what's happening inside that free trade bloc? You've got Brussels managing the economy of Britain, telling them that they can't fish in waters that they have fished in for 1,000 years. Oh, but it's free trade. No, it's not. Same thing is true of open borders, by the way. When I took my Nolan chart test 25, 30 years ago to see if I was libertarian, it's a very interesting test to try to get you to think instead of in a one-dimensional line, like I hold this paper up, they want to look at this and say, you know, this is one dimension. You're either left or right. No, it's actually more like this. You know, if you take a, turn this thing into a square and, so that it's more rectangular, and you say, well, on one axis I've got economic freedom, on the other axis I've got personal freedom, and then rotate it by 45 degrees. Now you got left, right, center, you got authoritarianism down here where you've got no freedom at all, and you got libertarianism up here where you got freedom on everything. Well, you got little 10 little questions that they do. They go around to universities to talk to students. They say, Operation Politically Homeless. Do you have a political party that represents you? Maybe you don't. And they will have them take the test. Well, one of those tests was free immigration. Yeah, I'm all for not restricting people's movements. Believe me, I am all for that, especially not restricting my movements within the United States like the TSA does and like they're about to roll out inside the cities. However, when you combine that with a welfare state, it's not reality, folks. And we can get rid of the doctrinaire ideas, the idealism about open borders, as long as you got a welfare state. All bets are off. And all bets are off on free trade. This is what Peter Thiel said about that. He credited President Trump with challenging the orthodoxy of support for globalization. So first he talks about, what is this thing we call globalization? They pretended that it doesn't exist for a long time. But he really nailed it here. Thiel said, Trump has called into question some sacred ideas that actually do need to be questioned a great deal. We should always question these conventional wisdom ideas. He says, I want to focus on one in particular, which was sort of the Bush-Clinton dynasty consensus for 20 years, from about 1988 to 2008 at least. It was this idea that globalism is both true and good and desirable. I'm going to try to unpack that a little bit, suggest why criticizing that idea is sort of an incredibly healthy corrective to our society. So he said, here's the definition he's got of globalism. He says it's one of those words that can mean a lot of different things. I think the main sense behind it is that we're headed toward a world with no borders, a unified world, a relatively homogeneous world in which the differences between people and countries will go away, a more equal world in some ways. And let me interject here. What do we have when we talk about political correctness? How do they justify this? They have been teaching our children for years multiculturalism. All cultures are great. Everybody's good. And as a matter of fact, the subtle message very quickly became all other cultures are better than yours. Better than yours. See, when you have globalism, that is the polar opposite of multiculturalism. That is the homogenization of all cultures into a single culture. What will that culture be? Well, the globalists will determine that for us. They will tell us which culture will be allowed and which one will not be allowed. But you're not going to have a rich mosaic of different cultures. When you talk about the kind of multipolar world and sovereign nations that we're talking about, that's the real tapestry of multiculturalism, we are the real multiculturalists. Those of us who are saying, Europeans, take back your national identity. Take back your borders. Take back your sovereignty. Take back the decisions about your life. We are the ones who are pushing multiculturalism. They hide under that battle. They lie about that. They use that as a flag so that they can destroy each of the rich cultures, subsume them into this drab, gray world that they have planned for us in the future. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll talk about trade and how that flows into globalism.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean, carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions. Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
That's right, it's the economy, stupid. We had great economic figures come in. Again, this is not just an isolated quarter. The economy has been very strong quarter after quarter, and it is building, and we had a massive bump up in GDP numbers, 4.1%. And President Trump is here live taking a victory lap on this before CNN grabs it and tries to spin it negatively somehow. So here's President Trump and his comments on the GDP figures.
Growth or GDP were just released, and I am thrilled to announce that in the second quarter of this year, the United States economy grew at the amazing rate of 4.1%. We're on track to hit the highest annual average growth rate in over 13 years. And I will say this right now, and I'll say it strongly. As the trade deals come in one by one, we're going to go a lot higher than these numbers, and these are great numbers. During each of the two previous administrations, we averaged just over 1.8% GDP growth. By contrast, we are now on track to hit an average GDP annual growth of over 3%, and it could be substantially over 3%. Each point, by the way, means approximately $3 trillion and 10 million jobs. Think of that. Each point, you go up 1 point. It doesn't sound like much. It's a lot. It's $3 trillion and it's 10 million jobs. If economic growth continues at this pace, the United States economy will double in size more than 10 years faster than it would have under either President Bush or President Obama. Perhaps one of the biggest wins in the report, and it is indeed a big one, is that the trade deficit, very dear to my heart because we've been ripped off by the world, has dropped by more than $50 billion. $52 billion to be exact. It's dropped by more than 50. Think of that. The trade deficit has dropped by more than $50 billion. And that's added and adding 1 point to GDP. That's a tremendous drop. We haven't had a drop like that in a long time. You have to go back a long time before you find it. By increasing growth to 3% over the next 10 years, that would mean 12 million new American jobs and $10 trillion of new American wealth, at least. And that's not including the fact that since I was elected, we've created approximately $7 trillion of new wealth. The year before I came into office, private business investment grew at only 1.8%. Last year, it jumped to 6.3%. That was my first full year. We had to do a lot of things to get it to grow. And this year, it's growing at 9.4%. So that's a very tremendous increase. There hasn't been an increase like that in many, many years, decades. And I think the most important thing, and Larry Kudlow just confirmed to me along with Kevin Hassert, that these numbers are very, very sustainable. This isn't a one-time shot. I happen to think we're going to do extraordinarily well in our next report, next quarter. I think it's going to be outstanding. I won't go
too strong.
You
just heard President Trump right there. And what a contrast, isn't it? All right, we've had several administrations, both Republican and Democrat, that were CIA agents, going back to George H.W. Bush, then Clinton, then Bush again, then Obama, all these people CIA. Isn't it nice to have a businessman for a change who actually understands what can make America great? It's the economy, stupid. You know, you used to have some Democrats who understood that. There's really economic issues. President Trump is growing the pie. You heard him talk about how many trillions of dollars would be added to the economy, how many millions of jobs would be added to the economy. Yes, the pie can grow, or the pie can shrink. See, Democrat policies give us a stagnant or shrinking pie, and then they start fighting over the crumbs, fighting over who's going to get the bigger slice of things. Now, President Trump is trying to grow the pie, and he's doing a great job of doing that. That's the fundamental difference between President Trump and the socialists, like Elizabeth Warren, like Hillary Clinton. All right, I want to talk real quickly about growing the pie here at InfoWars, or at least keeping it going as we're under attack from CNN. The products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com are what fund this program. And we got a couple of sales because we understand that it has to be a win-win situation. President Trump understands that as well. It is not a zero-sum game. So we have introduced some new products as well as some new sales. We've got a lot of new fish oil products, three of them, as a matter of fact. We have Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil, and Honor Roll. Now, you can try any of these individually at 25% off, part of the introductory price, or you can get the combo pack of all three if you want to try them for 40% off. We also have a new product, Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel, Nano Silver in a gel format, so that you can use it to treat minor cuts, burns, and scrapes, and, of course, Nano Silver is very effective at killing both bacteria and virus that can cause infection from those burns and cuts. You can get that now at 25% off Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. And finally, we have the Defeat the Democrat Censorship Sale. We should call this Defeat CNN because they're the ones who are pushing it. The Democrats are pushing it. But we have several products at 50% off. We have Alpha Power, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix is a great way to take your vitamins and minerals without a lot of pills. You can just put it into a drink mix. You can add fruit juices, whatever you want with that. Bio True Selenium. You know that selenium is good for you. This is a good form, a pure form of selenium. It's non-GMO. It is totally organic. Bio True Selenium, all those products, 50% off, as well as my favorite, Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Take a look at the specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. Let's go back to what Peter Thiel was saying when he was talking about the Clintons and the Bushes, the CIA, as they wanted to run the country, right? CIA was far more interested in getting us involved in wars, far more interested in establishing a global world order than they were in trying to make the economy good here. As a matter of fact, they wanted to subvert the economy here because strong economies in America and the West stand in the way of their new world order. They have to level everybody down to the lowest level so they can do what they want to. As a matter of fact, Democrats want that as well. That's a Cloward and Piven strategy. Let's open the borders, have a big welfare state. We can collapse the economy. Then we can build our utopian society, which will be authoritarian and socialist on top of that. But this is what Peter Thiel had to say on Wednesday night. He said the way the Clintons and the Bushes would talk about globalism was both a fact of life, or maybe that it had already happened. They talked about it as if it was a moral imperative. And we had to work really hard to make it happen. It was sort of like the way people talked about communism in the 1900s. It was inevitable, so you must join the communist revolution, right? Great analogy from Peter Thiel. And quite frankly, communism and globalism were both created by the same elitist bankers. Anyway, they believe it was a done deal. It was inevitable. You had to sort of make sure you were on the right side of history, and you had to work to help make globalization happen. And then he talked about the status quo of international trade as being totally at odds with the promises of free trade. This is where he says, hey, look, you know, it's a great theory, but it doesn't really work. He says, in theory, free trade means that you shouldn't have big trade deficits because you should be exporting about as much as you're importing. And in fact, the trade theory suggests the U.S. should have trade surpluses in globalizing world because you'll be investing money in emerging market countries as they converge. That's Peter Thiel. Now, of course, the other lie that they tell you and that they're still telling you, the people at Reason, the people, the Koch brothers will tell you, if you've got slaves that want to produce goods for you in China, why not let them? That's their perspective. And it's like, well, no, actually, we don't want to be your slaves, but we do want to have manufacturing jobs. You just don't want to pay us for those manufacturing jobs because you know you can get slave labor in China. Anyway, the other part of it that he's looking at, though, here's the reality, as Peter Thiel points out. Instead, we have a world where the U.S. has massive trade deficits with China. We export $100 billion a year to China. We import $475 billion. Then on the other side of this is the $375 billion that gets sent to China to invest in the U.S. So you have this really weird dynamic where the money is sort of flowing uphill from a fast-growing China into a slower-growing U.S. They're also now, I'll just add parenthetically, starting to pull their money out of the real estate market. Anyway, and an even slower-growing Japan and Eastern Europe. In fact, this tells you that whatever the free trade theory says, what is actually happening is totally at odds with that. And he concluded by saying immigration and trade in theory are great, but in practice, they're not working remotely the way that they've been advertised. But you know what is working? Tax cuts, regulation cuts, they always work. Whether it's President Trump or President JFK, they always work. And they're working now. 4.1% jump, massive jump in the GDP. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body, it's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And
worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to get back into a little bit about socialism versus liberty as we talk a little bit more about how the mainstream media is lying about everything. We're also going to talk about what's going on with North Korea, what's going on with Iran, what's going on with Turkey. A lot of foreign issues are being thrown at President Trump as he tries to keep all these different plates spinning. Doing a fantastic job with the economy, as you just heard him taking a victory lap with a massive increase in GDP, 4.1% for this quarter. And this is not an isolated quarter. Not an isolated quarter at all. This is sustained growth. That's the difference. You know, Obama had a couple of good quarters, but he had a lot of quarters where he was getting 0.5% economic growth. And when you looked at it as an annual rate, he couldn't sustain the economic growth. So today is the 65th anniversary of the armistice. We never had the war end with North Korea, but it is the 65th anniversary of the armistice. They have graciously returned some bodies that they have had for a long period of time. We'll talk about the current status of that as well as Iran in the next hour. But right now I want to talk about impeachment of Rod Rosenstein. As the Hill points out, it has somewhat divided the House GOP, and it is factoring into the competition for who is going to replace the lame duck Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, who, if you really wanted to see something get done, and if you really wanted to see this obstructionist get out of the way, just go. You said you're going to not run for re-election. That's fine. You can stay on as a congressman until the people are sworn in next January, whenever it is, after the November election. But just get out of the way. Don't be Speaker of the House. This guy has just been obstructing one thing after the other, and many people would like for him to go ahead and go, but he doesn't. Now, who is in line for this? Well, we've got something of a competition. You have the number two guy, Kevin McCarthy, is the House Majority Leader. Then you have the Majority Whip, Steve Scalise, who is the number three Republican. Kevin McCarthy has indicated that he wants to run. Steve Scalise has not overtly said this, but many people know that if Kevin McCarthy steps out of the way, Steve Scalise will run. Jim Jordan, on the other hand, leader of the conservative faction, has said, no, I do want to run. And so you have this dynamic that is factoring into what's going on with Rod Rosenstein. But we all really know that he should be taken out. Everybody, that is, except for Jeff Sessions. As I talk about this, Scalise said, I would support impeaching Rosenstein right now, because Rosenstein has not done his job in complying with Congress. If he wants to comply and turn over the documents, we won't have this conversation. But he's not doing the job he is required to do, and not complying with subpoenas from Congress. There are other tools that we can use. Now, Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan, we don't have enough time to play this clip. We'll play it on the other side of the break. They are 9 co-sponsors who have introduced 5 articles of impeachment. They did this on Wednesday. I was going to talk about it yesterday. We had other things on the line. And they did this shortly after they met with the Department of Justice, because they don't see anything really changing. The Department of Justice and the FBI have been stonewalling on this stuff for the longest time. You remember that President Trump had to get involved and declassify the House Intelligence Committee report. The Department of Justice and the FBI said, no, you can't do that. It's going to reveal things that are going to endanger our national security. No, Hillary Clinton endangered our national security. James Comey let her get away with it. There was, as we saw, nothing in that report that endangered national security. There wasn't anything in it, really, that we didn't already know. It just validated and gave us a little bit more detail. It's kind of like, you know, when Ed Snowden released the documents, we all knew that anybody that was paying attention knew that the NSA was spying on us. They knew that James Clapper was lying. But the document showed it, so it was important to get that out there. After President Trump declassified it, without redactions, we could see these people were lying. They were just trying to cover themselves, and that is now what is currently going on. And the House Freedom Caucus, Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan, have had enough. And we're going to hear from them on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida.
It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. It's Friday, July 27th, 2018. Again, it is the 65th anniversary of the Korean War armistice. The war has never ended. One of the things that is being discussed as President Trump has been engaged with the North Koreans, and we're going to get to that in just a moment, is whether or not they're going to finally end that war. But, of course, the most important thing is the denuclearization of North Korea. But before we get to that, I just want to talk quickly about this fight in the House to impeach Rod Rosenstein. We've had Majority Whip Steve Scalise saying he would favor it if these guys continue to stonewall. I don't see any evidence that they're not going to stonewall. The only person that I have seen testify before Congress that is more arrogant than Rod Rosenstein is Peter Strzok. Dripping with arrogance, that guy. I mean, you can't exceed on the arrogance scale. He is right up there at 15 on a scale of 1 to 10. That's Peter Strzok. But I would say that Rod Rosenstein is up there as a 10. Strzok is 15. His cartoon-level arrogance. But so you got Steve Scalise, the number three, saying, I'm open to this if they're not going to play ball. If they're not going to finally turn this stuff over. Well, it's been going on so long that the conservatives, Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan, had this to say.
About doing the right thing. It might have been 120 years since someone's been impeached, but when was the last time you ever saw the FBI take a disproven document with no credibility, no validity, no corroboration, take it to a secret court, not tell the court who paid for it, not tell the court that the guy who wrote it had been leaking information to the press? When have you ever, and not just once, four stinking times, and the last one Rod Rosenstein signed. So if that's not enough to force the action, as Greg just talked about, contempt or impeachment, you tell me what is. Tell me what is. Because I can't figure. And look, we've been as patient. We started this a year ago in July, asking for documents. We started sending letters last November.
Which documents in particular? What
all of them. We got a subpoena with nine different things. They're not in compliance with three of the elements in that subpoena issued by Bob Goodlatte on March 22nd. After we first asked for them in letters.
Are there State Department documents that you guys have wanted that you haven't gotten?
We do now. We found out more stuff.
That's my sense that something was happening.
Well,
over the State Department.
In the last few hours, we found out about that. And so, you know, here's the thing is, why do we have to dig so deep to find out information that should come free-flowing if we're really interested in justice?
So you heard Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows. If we're really interested in finding out what's going on here, if you really want to do an investigation. But let's understand that Rosenstein is a witness. He has a conflict of interest. He should be removing himself. And he made it perfectly clear on the Friday before President Trump's Russian-American summit, he made it very clear that he was using his position as a political weapon against President Trump. You could not see that any other way. A person who is loyal to the United States, a person who is loyal to the president, would have not held that press conference. They would have given that information to the president privately and said, you can approach the foreign president with this. Use this as intelligence against him, and if he won't play ball, then we can go with this. But he did that deliberately to undermine President Trump. You understand that. Everybody, Republican and Democrat, knows that's what that was about. I've got a dirty dozen here. But, of course, they didn't do anything to really affect the election, and nobody in America colluded with them or committed any crimes. But, nevertheless, I'm going to hold a press conference to undermine the president on some pretense here. So he has violating conflict of interest. He has politicized and attacked the president, and he has stonewalled Congress. Now, why wouldn't you impeach somebody like that? Who are his supporters? Well, the number two guy who wants to be Speaker of the House to replace Paul Ryan, Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, is kind of pulling it back. Well, I think you got to go through committee. We got to let this thing roll through the bureaucracy. I don't really want to take a stand here. And so you got Steve Scalise, who says, yeah, this is looking pretty bad. If they won't play ball, you know, I mean, this has been going on for a long time, right? But Steve Scalise says, I'm not going to play ball. We need to impeach him. Then the number two guy says, well, I don't know. We got a process here. It's got to go through the committees, and then it's got to do this and that. And then you get to the number one guy, Paul Ryan, dismisses it as completely unnecessary. Do you see how corrupt the leadership of the Republican Party is? Do you see why we need to have somebody like Jim Jordan as the Speaker of the House? These people, the closer you get to the top, the more corrupt they are. Listen to what Paul Ryan had to say. Well, I don't think we should be cavalier with this process or this term. I don't think this rises to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors. 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 You know, California takes plastic straws more seriously than the crimes, the high crimes of Rod Rosenstein are taken by Paul Ryan. Seriously. You know, they'll put somebody in jail and fine them $1,000 if you offer somebody a plastic straw more than once. Grab that waiter, that waiter, throw him in jail. But, you know, look at Rod Rosenstein. How many times has he refused to offer this information? Those should be the straws that break the camel's back, but of course they aren't. Ryan has already backed McCarthy, his chief deputy. That's why McCarthy's playing it safe. Not going to rock the boat. Not going to fight the bureaucracy. Not going to fight Washington. Not going to do anything to fix the Department of Justice. That's what McCarthy's going to be. Paul Ryan is already there. Paul Ryan would talk like McCarthy when Paul Ryan was the number two guy under John Boehner. And so what does Jeff Sessions have to say? Well, in the midst of all this, Jeff Sessions owns the corruption of the Department of Justice. Yes, it stops with him. The buck stops with him in the Department of Justice. And then it always flows up as well to President Trump, who should remove Sessions or Rosenstein. I understand he's got other things on his plate. Nevertheless, when you look at Sessions, Sessions recused himself. He had less of a conflict of interest than Rosenstein does. But Sessions is defending Rosenstein. My deputy, Rod Rosenstein, highly capable. I have the highest confidence in him. You do? You're about the only person who is watching this proceeding that has confidence in him. Are you really that stupid, Attorney General Sessions? Maybe he is. You know, he went on radio, I think it was radio, maybe it was TV, and said that Peter Strzok had lost his security clearance. But when Strzok went before the House Intelligence Committee, they asked him that. He said, no, I have it. And I have my special, it's above top secret, special compartment or something like that that they have that's above top secret. No, I've still got it all. Sessions, I don't know if Sessions knows what's going on or what, but he goes on to say, what I'd like for Congress to do is to focus on some of the legal challenges that are out there. We need Congress to deal with the immigration question. Maybe he'd like for Congress to kick the joints out of people's hands or take the people with joints and put them in the joint. Now, that's his obsession. Sessions' obsession is overturning the 10th Amendment. And a war on drugs has been a total failure. But he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't even know that Peter Strzok has still got his security clearance. It's absolutely pathetic. Somebody needs to take charge, and it isn't going to be Kevin McCarthy, I don't think. And you got Paul Ryan, who is obstructing everything. All right, let's talk about North Korea briefly here. The remains of 55 American soldiers were retrieved today on the 65th anniversary of the North Korean armistice. The war never formally ended. A treaty was never signed on this. Trump has previously said that the North had already returned the remains of about 200 service members. Let's play quickly a clip of President Trump talking about what Obama secretly told him about Kim Jong-un. Here's President Trump.
We have a very good relationship with North Korea. When I was talking to President Obama, he essentially was ready to go to war with North Korea. He felt you had almost go to war. And I did ask him, have you spoken to him? goes, no. Mm-hmm. I said, do you think it would be a good thing to speak to him, maybe?
Right.
Okay? Because, you know, if you go to war there, you're not talking about 100,000 lives, which is a lot.
Right.
You're talking about 30, 40, 50 million lives.
Sure.
So there you go. That's President Trump destroying Obama's legacy, saying Obama wanted me to go to war with him. Obama wanted me to, you know, he said, we're talking about a lot of lives that would be lost in this. President Trump went on to say, you know, you got the city of Seoul, got millions of people living there. They're very close to the border. You don't even have to have nuclear weapons. They've got all these cannons that they could lob at them. And he goes, I asked Obama, did you talk to him? No, I haven't talked to him. He goes, why wouldn't you talk to somebody like this? They criticized me for calling him Little Rocket Man, but that got him to the table, got us talking. Maybe something will happen. Now, Pompeo said they are still producing fissile material, and President Trump says, we'll have to see what happens. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Socialists? That's what CNN and NPR and all these people are telling us because of one election in Queens and the Bronx. We've got a young socialist who is the future of the party, and I certainly hope she is, because I don't think the socialists have a future if they are going to be open about this. The only way these people are going to get to power is if they lie to us about what their ultimate goals are. And now that they are owning it and they're coming out and embracing this, I think that that's a good sign for us, quite frankly, now that they've taken the mask off. You know, I talked about Peter Thiel and comments that he made saying, yeah, in theory, all this stuff about open borders and free trade, that's great. In practice, it doesn't work. Peter Thiel was saying that. He said, immigration and trade in theory are great. In practice, they're not working remotely the way they're supposed to be. The way that they're advertised. And I want to play for you a clip. Let's get that clip of Trump talking about the deficit. This is what it really looks like in real life. We know this because we've now experienced this for 25, 30 years. We have a history about what the North American Free Trade Agreement has done. We know that it hasn't made us freer. It hasn't made us more prosperous. Instead, it's taken a situation where we had a rough parity between the United States and Mexico, for example. Some years we would have a $2 billion trade surplus with them. Some years we'd have a $3 billion trade deficit with them. And it would go back and forth, plus and minus the various years, never more than about $5 billion in one direction or the other. But rough parity. Then we had NAFTA. Our trade deficit with Mexico immediately jumped to $16 billion, and it hasn't gone any lower since. It stayed there for 3 or 4 years. It went up as high as $72 billion. It's not quite as high as that right now. But that has been the result of our so-called free trade agreement. And as I said before, Ron Paul said, if you got free trade, you don't need a 1,000-page agreement or several 1,000-page agreement with it. It's not free trade. And here is what it looks like in reality. As Peter Thiel knows, this is what President Trump said as he was talking about the trade deficit with Europe.
What the European Union is doing to us is incredible. How bad? They made $151 billion last year, our trade deficit with the European Union. They sound nice, but they're rough.
All right, so the question is our future socialist? Or is it conservative? Or is it something else? The Hill points out, they took a poll, especially because everybody is talking about the media darling of the moment, going on Stephen Colbert, on all the late night jesters. These people, the late night talk shows, have become the court jesters of the Democrat Party. And so she's making all the rounds with these people. So they took a poll. It said 76% said they would not vote for a socialist political candidate. Only 24% of those polled said they would vote for a socialist candidate. So we look at this and we say, all right, yeah, but it's the next generation because they have been brainwashed in the colleges and so forth to embrace socialism. They don't know any better. They don't have any life experiences and so forth. They don't know history. They don't have life experience of their own history. And they've been taught that socialism is the greatest thing. So maybe it's the younger generation that wants it, right? Maybe not. Weekly Standard has a article, and they said that Time Magazine, is very concerned because Time Magazine would like to have this happen. Believe me, they would like to see the future of America be socialist, but they're not seeing it. Time Magazine said, for all the millennials that are feeling the burn, they realize that young Americans, this is the headline from Time Magazine, young Americans are actually not becoming more progressive. Now, you know, the only caveat I would say about this is that Time Magazine is usually wrong about everything. I hope they're right in this particular case, but maybe they're not. Republicans, as Weekly Standard points out, you remember, were predicted to have that young people problem in 2016, but they had 37% of the 18 to 29-year-old vote. Now, you look at this and you say, all right, yeah, but you know what? 37% isn't going to win the elections as these kids become the predominant demographic. However, that is a big increase. and the number of people who identified as conservative in 2000 to 2015. They only had 23% of this age group, the millennials, that identified as conservative. Yet 37% of them voted for President Trump out of that group. So that's about, that's a very big increase. That's more than a 50% increase. So it says, yes, young people today are more likely to support same-sex marriage and legalized marijuana, but they are also wary of gun control and nationalized health care. So where does this put them on the political spectrum? They said libertarianism is as close to cultural individualism as can be found in the political arena, even though it didn't help Rand Paul in this last election cycle. But they said, if you think they're libertarian now, wait until they start paying taxes in earnest. Or you might say, wait until they realize that they're not going to get free college. They're not going to get their college loans forgiven. Instead, they're going to pay for my Social Security. baby boomers. Not that I care. It's not going to make any difference to most people's lives to have Social Security. But that is the crowning achievement of American socialism, is Social Security. And wait until these millennials start having to pay the higher burden of Social Security. It was always a Ponzi scheme. And because of the demographics, because of declining birth rates and so forth, this is an unsustainable Ponzi scheme. Most people in my generation understand that. But we're gonna fight for that anyway. And you guys are going to have to pay for it. That's the way it's going to give you that lesson about socialism, good and hard, is the way you're going to get this. But, you know, the age of 65 was picked by Bismarck in Germany, first place implemented, because that was life expectancy. They expected everybody to be dead by 65. That's why they keep saying, we got to raise the age of retirement. We got to raise the age at which people start to get benefits. Because the Ponzi scheme wants to tell you that all your life is you're paying in 15.2% of your wages, which is what it amounts to. Yes, when you look at your paycheck, it looks like it's only 7.6%. But it's actually 15.2% because your employer... they're hiding the fact that your employer is putting in that 7.6% as well. And if the employer doesn't know that's your true cost of wages, that employer is not going to be in business very long. You can't miss 7.5% of your payroll and say, oh, wait a minute, where'd that come from? You have to plan for that in advance. You know that that's part of your cost of doing business, but the employees do not see that. They don't realize that there's a 15% tax on their wages now. That goes into a fund, not into a retirement account for them. No, that 15% is going in to pay the benefits of somebody who's currently retired. And how is that working out for us? Well, we got American states that are drowning in irretrievable debt. Who are these American states? Well, they are states that have embraced Democrat socialism. Even though Connecticut is the richest state in the country on a per capita basis, it's got a debt of $53 billion because of their unfunded pension plan. So they've put out these ridiculous pension plans for their state employees. They've done it in Connecticut. They've done it in Illinois. They've done it in New Jersey, New York, everywhere where they're run by Democrats. Yeah, they've got a governor in Illinois that's a Republican. He is a Republican in name only. He is a rhino. And, of course, he has inherited this. It's the $30 billion debt for pensions in Illinois. $356 billion in New York. New Jersey has $104 billion. California, $428 billion. Wait till the millennials pay for that and get a nice taste of socialism.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pal-Darco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnant owned base, the Real Red Pill has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's talk about the socialist that all the court jesters on late night TV want to talk about and celebrate. Let's talk about what's really involved in that. As I was saying, it looks like nobody in America really is going to vote for the socialist outside of, I'm sure she'll win in Queens and the Bronx. But the polls that we see, looks like only about a quarter of Americans want to vote for socialism. They're going to have to change their label and lie to people if they want to get elected. Just call themselves Democrats or call themselves progressives. If they own this and call themselves socialists, nobody wants anything to do with that. We know how that looks. And as I said, as we see the millennials moving very far left on social issues, they're not moving left on things like health insurance, on gun control, other things like that. They're actually moving more libertarian, and they're going to get a lot more libertarian as they have to pay for these failing state pension funds and the failing Social Security. Social Security is so incredibly large, and yet even the federal government that can print unlimited amounts of money is having a hard time managing that. But these pension funds throughout the various states, as Mitch Daniels, a former governor of Indiana, was saying, he went on, was talking about these, was on Fox Business with Stuart Varney. It was yesterday. He said, somebody's going to have to go to the barbershop. In other words, take a haircut. When you start hearing bankers and politicians talk about haircut, that means theft. They're not going to cut your hair. What they're going to do is take like a knife and they're going to slash your hip pocket and take your wallet. Now, that's what a haircut really is. But again, the first will be the taxpayers that are going to be taking a haircut here. And again, where is it? It's the Democrat states where they put out lavish pensions for the state workers. The state workers have voted themselves massive pension funds, and they don't have any way to fund them. As I said before, Illinois, $30 billion unfunded pension plans. You've got New Jersey next with $104 billion unfunded. You've got New York with $356 billion unfunded. California with $428 billion unfunded. Even tiny Connecticut, $53 billion unfunded, even though they have the highest per capita income in the country. This is socialism, folks. And Mitch Daniels said they're just one of a number of states, including some of the biggest states that are in deep water. I think it is irretrievable. Pensions are the core of it. It's not only the fiscal recklessness that they've practiced, but in some of those cases, the bills are genuinely unpayable. They had made promises they can't keep. They have run out of other people's money, as Margaret Thatcher said. This is the essence of socialism. Here's another data point. I've talked many times about the fact that we don't have to dispute whether or not socialism works. Just take a look at East versus West Germany, North versus South Korea. Let's add another data point here. Let's add Chile versus Venezuela. Two economies that were very similar. They weren't exactly identical like the German state that was split in half or the Korean state that was split in half, but they were very, very similar demographically, economically. And they both began from a position where they used a lot of state control. This article on Zero Hedge by Daniel Mitchell from International Liberty says, Chile has enjoyed strong growth since it shifted to free markets, especially compared to Venezuela, which we know what is happening with Venezuela. They are the poster child right now for failure, when it really ought to be North Korea, but it is also Venezuela. Chile and Venezuela were South American countries of similar size and population. They still are. They share a similar history, a similar cultural heritage, and comparable social structures. In 1971, they recorded a similar level of per capita income. They had $6,600 per capita in Chile and $7,200 in Venezuela. So Venezuela was slightly higher. They had the advantage of having an oil-rich economy. So $6,600 versus $7,200 in 1971. Otherwise, the two societies in terms of size and cultural and ethnic and everything, it's pretty much the same. But then Chile jumped ahead because they didn't hold their communists in power. They had a coup. They threw them out. So by 2003, so 30 years later, 32 years later, Chile had a value twice what Venezuela was. So Venezuela went from a per capita income of $7,200 down to $6,200. Chile, after they tried the free market, went from $6,600 in 1971 to $12,000 per capita. That's the difference. He points out the ratio of GDP per capita in Chile and Venezuela changed from 0.75 in 1983 to 1.94 in 2003. That is why we see the kind of GDP numbers that we saw from the Trump administration today. It's the difference is the socialism of Obama versus the regulation and tax cuts of President Trump. It has an immediate effect. Immediate effect. And when you look at this over a period of years, it more than doubled Chile's income per capita. Dropped by 1/7, so that'd be 14% for Venezuela. But they've got so many problems in Venezuela. That understates the problems in Venezuela by a tremendous amount. And it's all because of the difference in the economy there. So, you know, we have East and West Germany. We have North and South Korea. We have Chile versus Venezuela. And of course, in the 1980s, we had Milton Friedman do the free to choose choice. If you haven't seen that, I recommend that highly. He focused primarily on the difference between Hong Kong, which was one of the freest countries in the world, and communist China before they were so heavily subsidized by the globalists. And, of course, you could also say the same thing about Taiwan, which, communist China now wants to take over and shut down and are moving towards that. But, you know, you can take a look at China, Hong Kong versus mainland, communist China, Hong Kong and Taiwan versus that. It's everywhere you look. The only argument to share from people is they'll say, Sweden, Sweden, Sweden. Well, you know what? What would Sweden be if they hadn't started from such a wealthy position? What would Sweden be if you had split Sweden into north and south or east and west, and you continued that socialist experiment on one side and you let them have freedom on the other side? See, that's the difference. Is you can point to Sweden that is getting poor, has really been set on fire, quite frankly. We'll talk about that in a moment. We talk about immigration. But what is happening in the United States? Are we going to pull out of this? Well, look at what's going on in Wisconsin. They're ordering people there to pay for gender reassignment surgery. So the question is, when we look at uncontrolled welfare state and the absurd positions that it gets there, that the government would have to pay for gender reassignment surgery. Now, you know, if you are a woman, even a man, you get to a certain age, you might walk by a mirror and look at it and say, you know, who was that? Identify maybe as somebody that is 20 years younger than you. So maybe you should have the government pay for your facelifts or something, right? You know, I identify as being a younger person, so pay for my plastic surgery. I identify as being a different sex, so, you know, play around with making make-believe genitalia or something out of this. And we have to pay for that. That is socialism. Meanwhile, NPR is promoting it. What you need to know about Democrat Socialists of America. And this is NPR, of course. And so they have a very lengthy article. It's Saturday evening, early July. North Central West Virginia chapter of the Democratic Socialists of America. They go there and they say everyone has their own stories about how they came to socialism. It is a religion, folks. And if you doubt that, take a look at the first example that they give here for the religion of socialism. Person says, possibly my mother would want to debate me on this, but if anyone was ever a socialist, it was Jesus. No. Thou shalt not steal. What does that mean? To a socialist, whose whole raison d'etre is based on theft, right? What does stealing mean if you don't have the understanding of private property? This is mine. It is not yours. You overthrow that. That's a fundamental principle that has been the basis of the Bible and everything that Jesus taught from the beginning. Thou shalt not steal. He was not a socialist. It is meaningless if you have private property. What about, if you don't work and provide for your own, you've denied the faith and you're worse than an infidel. Maybe you have responsibility to pay for other people. You know, that was told to people who thought that their churches, the community that they had there, was turning into socialism.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. I want to plow into all of this, that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back, folks. I'm David Knight, and as we're going to get into fake news here a little bit, I just want you to understand how this is really rolling out. You know, we look at Anderson Cooper, puts out a new show. He only gets 4,000 viewers until Facebook promotes it. And at the same time that they're promoting his video to try to get him an audience, and they were successful at getting him a large audience eventually. But again, he starts out with just 4,000 viewers, and they promote it heavily. They shut us down at the same time. So if you want to fight against this, there's two things you can do. Number one, we have a free app. And if you're somewhere where you can't get it, or you've got these control structures that are being set up by the social media people, you can get the free app. It's very simple, very clean interface. You can watch videos, you can watch audio, all these different things. Just download the free app. That'll get around their censorship. Tell other people about that so they can avoid the censorship of them shutting down our videos. We have the capability to store this stuff and broadcast it ourselves. It's just that there's a large market on YouTube and on Facebook that they're trying to shut us out of, working very hard to do that. That's what they're doing. Promoting Anderson Cooper and fake CNN while they shut us down at the same time. So get that free app. And the other thing you can do to support us, which funds this program and everything that we do, are the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we have a couple of new products and a new sale associated with that, as well as a continuation of some of the products that we have that have been on sale for a short period of time. We have continued our Defeat the Democrat Censorship sale, because they have continued their censorship. Of course, this is something that began even before, the big moves that have been made against us by both Facebook and YouTube in the last day or so. BioTrue Selenium, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, that's your vitamins and minerals in a way that you can take them just drinking them in a, you can just add water or you can add fruit juice to your taste. And that's an easy way to take a baseline of vitamins and minerals without swallowing a lot of pills. 50% off Vitamin Mineral. And Alpha Power, 50% off. We also have Brain Force Plus, 50% off, my favorite supplement. And then of our new products that we've put out, we have three new fish oil products, the Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil, and Honor Roll. Now, you can try any of those individually for 25% off, or you can try all three of them and get the three together for 40% off. And we have our newest product, Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. Well, actually, it's not newest. The fish oil now are newer. They just came out the last couple of days. But Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel, it's a way to get nano silver in a gel format for topical application in case you get cuts or burns. It fights bacteria as well as virus. You know, the antibiotics only work on bacteria. Silver works on bacteria and on virus. So this is a good way when you got a cut or a scrape to stop that before it gets started. And you can get that for 25% off as part of its introductory special. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this operation. And our free app that you can get is something that will help you to forward the information that we have. You know, as I was talking about this earlier, that this story of this zoo. It turns out it was in Egypt, in Cairo. They've got two zebras. And it's a perfect analogy for CNN. You know, CNN is a CIA donkey that wants you to think it's a zebra. But that makeup isn't very convincing. And it's kind of washing off, especially when we see people like James Clapper out there. That's mockingbird guy. I mean, you know, they used to have people like Anderson Cooper, who used to be with the CIA and so forth. They used to use them effectively as frontmen for the CIA, Operation Mockingbird and so forth. But now they've got to put the CIA in there directly because they're losing so badly. So James Clapper goes on and talks about how it is my duty to attack Trump as a TV pundit. See, when it is their duty to attack, that means that they're not being objective, right? But you already knew that. You know that CNN is not objective. Didn't you know that? See, he's lying about his role as a journalist somewhat. Okay, they'll go out there and say, oh, well, we're, you know, we're objective. And I've always said, anybody that says that they are objective is either lying to themselves or lying to you, or maybe both. They are not aware of their biases, just the stories that you choose to report, as we see with Drudge. Drudge is interested. He's got a wide variety of stories. I mean, he had the story about the donkeys painted to look like zebras, you know. That was a Drudge Report story. You know, he finds these things. He's America's editor. But he picks stories that are interested in things from a conservative, libertarian standpoint. So the stories that you choose to report are going to show what your personal bias is. If you're writing the stories, that's going to be in there as well. And James Clapper isn't trying to hide that, but he's trying to tell us that his duty is to attack Trump. No, his duty is to try to tell the truth about things as he sees it. But, of course, the truth as he sees it is the perspective of the CIA and the deep state. Here's an example. Why he opposes President Trump. He says Trump marginalized NATO. He pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord. He wouldn't honor NAFTA. He abandoned the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And he decertified the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. All right. Guilty as charged. All of those things are horrible policies. Horrible policies. He doesn't choose to defend them. He just says, look at this. He's destroyed these things. Well, why don't you talk about the Constitution that you destroyed, James Clapper? The things that you lied about and got away with as you committed perjury under oath. You know, marginalizing NATO. NATO marginalized itself when they decided they didn't need to fund even 2% of their GDP to spend on NATO. When you got Germany running around with their soldiers at NATO exercises, you know, going pew, 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 pew with broomsticks plain in black, pretending that they're guns. The Paris Climate Accord, that has nothing to do with saving the world from global warming or climate change or anything else. Many environmentalists have pointed that out. All it does is transfer economic power from the United States and Western Europe, especially the United States, to China and India, allowing them to continue to pollute and to continue to grow their dirtiest pollution. Same thing about NAFTA. Same thing about the TPP and this pretentious name, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. That's nothing but the self-ratified treaty that Kerry and Obama did. Where is Clapper complaining about the fact that we ransomed hostages with Iran and we did it with a plane load of cash? Lanny Davis is talking about cash, cash. You hear Trump say something about cash on there? Yeah, I saw a plane load of cash done in foreign currency because it was against the law for them to pay any money to Iran. They didn't want to bother changing the law for any reason whatsoever as part of their joint comprehensive plan. They didn't bother to get a vote in the Senate to ratify the treaty. They just grabbed foreign cash, stuck it on a plan, and signed the thing themselves. Everybody at the time said, this isn't going to last. We get any Republican that gets elected as president, we're going to throw that thing out. But that is the way these fake guys roll. And that is, we're talking about the attacks on InfoWars. This is the one that I think really took the cake yesterday. The Forbes article that attacked Alex Jones. I mean, first of all, you had that video. We talked about it yesterday. We're not going to show it. Because this is something that is, a device that is being used by YouTube to shut people down. But what it was a kid, and he was out keying cars and doing other things. He was in the face of this man. The man got up and pushed back against him for a while. And then finally, the guy had enough. He just turned around, shoved the kid on the ground. The kid just starts whining and crying on the ground. And, they made a joke about it. But the Forbes contributor said that man was Alex Jones. It wasn't Alex Jones. Just making this up. Defamation. Just rabid defamation. That's the way these people roll. Roseanne Barr was trying to defend herself again last night on Fox News. The Daily Mail put it up, said, Roseanne, sorry, comma, not sorry. Same thing they did about the back and forth between Bill Shine and this CNN reporter yesterday, where they put up Bill Shine and he's got his arms folded. Yeah, looking, like he's defiant or something. And then this pleading CNN reporter. And underneath the pictures of Roseanne Barr, they said, sorry, but not sorry. Because she said, well, yeah, her skin tone is like mine. I didn't know she was African-American. I thought she was from Iran. She is from Iran. She is also African-American, but she is from Iran. But she doesn't look African-American. But then she says, well, she's got to get a new haircut. I mean, seriously, she needs a new haircut. So she's not allowed to say stuff like that. But jokes about raping babies, jokes about pedophilia, those are fine for Hollywood. But she can't say somebody needs a new haircut because now she's not sorry. She said, well, my tweet about her was political. It wasn't racist. And I feel sorry for Roseanne, not only because she was unfairly treated, but because she doesn't understand that racism and the charges of racism are political. It is a political device. It is political correctness. It is cultural Marxism that is designed to silence their opponents. We know she wasn't racist. They use that term all the time. It's political.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, we have fires that are breaking out in a lot of different places. Sweden is one of them. They have over 60 forest fires across the country. And they're calling the EU for help. I guess they just dial 911-EU. You dial that number, and you may get help arrive possibly sometime after the next election, but not before. That's the way that's going to work. Because the real problem, I don't know if these are natural fires or not. We're seeing over and over again, as we see the California fires, as we saw in North Carolina, as we have learned now in Greece, the fires are being set by arsonists. And they may be set by arsonists that are coming in from other countries. Of course, they're, as we saw in North Carolina, as we saw in California, once the fire is set, it gets uncontrollable because the government doesn't do any management. Actually, they mismanage deliberately. They tell people, you're not going to be able to log on the land anymore, even though you had logging rights. We're going to stop that. And we're going to let all this deadwood accumulate so that it becomes a tinderbox in there and rapidly gets out of control. And I've talked about that in the past, but it is government mismanagement combined with arson in many cases. There are currently more than 60 fires going across Sweden in different areas. Through forest fires. But as we look at one of the reasons I said that it may be arson, we don't know yet, but we see this frequently. We have 600 migrants armed with flamethrowers, Molotov cocktails, and other things, trying to get across the border into Spain, across the border, the Spanish border with Morocco. Some 800 sub-Saharan migrants attempted to cross the border between Morocco and the Spanish enclave of Ceuta. If you pronounce it, I don't know. I don't speak Spanish. Maybe I'm not sure. But anyway, while 602 of them succeeded, 15 law enforcement officers were injured and had to be taken to hospital. They attempted to cross a 7-meter-high fence. You can see some pictures of that there that separates Morocco from Spain. They were throwing stones. Oh, kind of sounds like what happened at the Israeli border, except there were tens of thousands of people there. And the Israeli soldiers were criticized for protecting themselves and the country for the people who were trying to crash it, throwing stones, setting kites on fires and so forth. Here they were throwing stones. They were throwing Molotov cocktails. They were throwing feces and hashish. Why would they throw their hashish? I don't know. I thought that'd be expensive. And the law enforcement representatives, they also use sprays as flamethrowers. And maybe these guys are on their way to San Francisco. You know, there it's okay to throw feces. They don't have a problem with that. The scramble over the barrier is the biggest in that area since February of 2017. 850 migrants at that time entered the territory for 4 days. And they point out it comes as Spain has become the number one destination for migrants crossing the Mediterranean by boat, surpassing Italy with 19,500 arrivals so far this year, according to the International Organization for Migration. Why are they going to Spain? Well, it's because Italy has awoken. You have populist Salvini, the interior ministry, is now the most trusted politician in Italy, according to polls here. At the one-month mark from the swearing-in of the new administration that they have there, the government as a whole has a 51% public trust rating, but the interior minister, Matteo Salvini, has topped the list at 56%. He's used his new role as interior minister as a bully pulpit, especially on issues like immigration. He's basically said, we're not going to let him in. He has turned the boats back. And where are those boats going? They're going to Spain. Because these people are being helped by NGOs funded by people like George Soros. They want to make sure that they get these people in. And as we're going to talk about this when we come back, they are the ones who are endangering their lives. And I'm going to give you the reactions, the amazing reactions of not just the politicians in Europe, but of the Catholic Church. Wait until you hear what they're saying about this. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined in the next segment by Lynn Ulbricht. We're going to get an update from her. I talked a little bit about this yesterday, about our son, Ross Ulbricht, serving three consecutive life sentences for running a website and using cryptocurrency. And, of course, these three life sentences were established by allegations that he had had contracted with murder for hire. Those allegations have now even been dropped by the Maryland attorney. So we're going to talk to her about the current status of Ross and efforts to try to get President Trump to pardon him. She'll be joining us in the next segment. But I want to talk about what's going on with Italy. As I said, Salvini, who is part of the new government there, new populist government, has taken the forefront of pushing back against uncontrolled immigration. These people are now heading to Spain. He has said that he is the most popular person, 56% approval in Italy. The coalition partner there, Luigi Di Maio of the Five Star Movement, they had two populist groups that beat the establishment. They created a coalition. Now, the Five Star Movement is kind of left-wing in its orientation of economics and so forth. The League, which is what Salvini is with, is more conservative. Salvini is at 56%. The Five Star Movement's leader is at 49%, not quite as popular. Salvini has been very clearly taking a stance on national sovereignty. He has stood up to Germany, to France, to Brussels, as Breitbart is pointing out. He's got a Trump-inspired message of Italians first. Imagine that. He's announced his long-term goal as well to turn the League into an international force. Over the weekend, he said that he wanted to transform ourselves also into a European force, into an international force, which goes beyond regional and national borders and brings freedom to all the peoples of Europe. As I said earlier in the broadcast, we own multiculturalism. It is the globalists who want to subsume us into some gray, unified culture. No, we want a rich tapestry of different cultures. He said, I want to give a voice to another kind of Europe, the kind of Europe that has hope, hope of work and certainty. And all the parties will have to choose which side they want to be on. And of course, last month we had Viktor Orban of Hungary praising him, saying the Italians have finally declared something that we all know. That the NGOs, and people like George Soros, are white-collar people smugglers. That's exactly right. Well, here is a white-collar people smuggler who has his collar turned around backwards. The Italian priest is talking out of St. Peter's Basilica. Alex Zanotelli said that Salvini is the Antichrist. So not very popular in the Vatican. These are the people, by the way, who are surrounded in the Vatican, surrounded by a large wall, who have armed guards, who have priceless art treasures that they're not going to part with to help poor people either. At the Mass in St. Peter's Basilica, this priest, Alex Zanotelli, had young members of the congregation bring forward sheets of paper with the names of migrants who had died at sea in recent months. He claimed that 33,000 are known to have died in the shipwrecks. Let's double that to include those who have died crossing the desert. And you can see what kind of catastrophe we have before us. Well, what he's not looking at, of course, is the fact that it is the promise of a pot of gold at the end of the dangerous crossing that is getting these people in danger in the first place. Just as the Democrats are doing that same thing here at our border. And we have to have ICE and Border Patrol rescue these people. And as Breitbart points out, he's taking liberties with the truth. Even the UN Migration Commission says that these numbers have been drastically reduced and that they are 1/30th of the figures reported by the priest, and then he doubled it. See, that's the way these guys roll. Peter Thiel, as I said, talked on Wednesday night. He had some interesting things to say. Here's one of them. While we're on the topic of the current Catholic Church, he was saying the universities now, today, are as corrupt as the Catholic Church of 500 years ago. He said, the analogy that I've used about universities is perhaps the universities today are as corrupt as the Catholic Church 500 years ago. If you think about the eve of the Reformation when Martin Luther posted his 95 theses on the church doors, there are all these priests that didn't do much work, very same way that college professors and administrators are today. You had to pay indulgences the way you have to pay runaway tuition today. It's also a story of salvation. If you get a college diploma, says Peter Thiel, you will be saved. If you don't get one, you will end up in a very bad place. So we have this sort of reformation that we need. I've often described the universities as an atheist church. It's not going to reform itself from within. The reformation will come from without. He said it's the opposite of technology. With technology, you do more with less. With education, you're doing less and less, but spending more and more every year. He also had this to say about political correctness. He said it is the indicator of a greater social illness. He said, tell me something, and this is very key. Listen to this. Peter Thiel, tell me something that's true that few people agree with you on. It's a way to get people thinking outside of the lemming-like herd that we find ourselves in. Isn't that great? See, that's what they want to shut down when Facebook bans Alex from doing live broadcasts at the same time they promote Anderson Cooper. As I've said many, many times, they loved that monopoly where you only had three television networks, ABC, CBS, NBC. And they could control all of the news, Operation Mockingbird. Look it up. And as long, you know, while you still can, until Google shuts that down as well. But they want to have everybody agreeing on what all, when you saw the news, remember back in the day? Everyone, ABC, CBS, NBC, 30 minutes of nightly news every night. It was always the same topics. And they always had the same take on every one of those topics. They were all speaking with the same voice. So therefore, it must be true, right? They did the same thing with radio until Reagan repealed the Fairness Doctrine. The Fairness Doctrine basically blocked anybody from really having any commentary. Everybody had to say the same thing. And so when Peter Thiel says, forget about political correctness, let's talk about, tell me something that is true, that you believe that is true, that other people don't believe. That is the essence, by the way, of doing science. Science, advances in science are always undertaken by challenging the conventional wisdom. But Peter Thiel went on to say, when we come to politics in this country, he said, I supported Trump for president in 2016. It was in some ways at least contrarian, and at the same time, the most contrarian thing that I have ever done in my life. I'm constantly told I can't possibly be right because so few people agree with me. But he said, political correctness is just the tip of the iceberg about what is unhealthy about our society. You know, when Vladimir Putin, all this back and forth about Russia and the fake news that was there, as he gave President Trump a soccer ball, silly little things that politicians do at these summits, you know, well, you know, we just had the World Cup, you know, isn't that great? We did a great job of the World Cup, kind of patting himself on the back and saying, now the ball's in your court because you're going to be hosting it in a couple of years. And of course you had Lindsey Graham saying, hey, better check that for listening devices. I would never let that be in the White House. Well, there was a story yesterday on the Hill that, yes, it actually did have listening devices in the soccer ball, but they weren't put there by Putin. They were put there by Adidas. And then the Hill, you know, as silly as that is, yes, they've got a chip that is included in there. I don't know why they're putting the chips in there. Users can hold their phones close to the ball to access videos and competitions about the World Cup and so forth. And then they go there. They actually go there. They say Adidas declined to comment to Bloomberg on whether the device could be used by Russians in a cyber attack. Are you serious? The Hill. The Hill. They're painting the donkeys to look like zebras here, folks. We need to wake up to this. You need to understand the real hacking is this electronic infrastructure that they have created around our elections. And it begins with the central stations there as well as the machines. But it's not just limited to us. Anytime somebody pushes back against the globalist agenda, they accuse them of being associated with Russia. Just look at Catalonia as they're trying to get their independence from Spain. Charles Puigdemont says, we are not Russian. They are accusing them because they're winning. They accuse them of being Russian. Russian, Russian, Russian. Even the people in Catalonia. It is absolutely unbelievable. And they continue to get away with it and will get away with it if they silence us and alternative media. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Lynn Ulbricht.
Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes, supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as Myco ZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Lynn Ulbricht. She is the mother of Ross Ulbricht, the man accused of creating and running the Silk Road website. He was convicted of that. They enhanced the charges against him, the sentencing against him, based on allegations that there had been a conspiracy of murder for hire. Now, nobody ever died. Nobody died. It was just a conspiracy of the attorney that was in Robert Hur, the U.S. attorney for the District of Maryland. They have just dropped those charges. Nevertheless, those charges were used to slander Ross and the press. You know, there were a lot of people, as I looked at this, I said, seriously, are you going to put somebody in jail for running a website? There's no allegation that he did anything other than running a website on the dark web and that he allowed cryptocurrency, which they also don't like. They wanted to make an example of him. So there are a lot of people in the press that would, I've seen article after article, because I've been following this case for a long time, where people would say, you know, he's actually a pretty good kid. He's a libertarian kid. He wanted to make a point of the fact that the government should not be allowed to tell us what we can buy and sell. He had a philosophical basis for why he wanted to do this. But then there was this murder for hire thing. It was just a slander. There was no basis for it. Nobody ever died. And these charges have now been dropped. But they were used. And this is one of the most amazing things. There were a lot of amazing things in this trial. But one of the most amazing things was when she sentenced him. And of course, she sentenced him because they hit a lot of exculpatory evidence, evidence that would have shown that he was innocent, evidence that would have shown criminal actions on the part of agents who had control of the website. All that was hidden from people. So she got to her conviction, and then she took these unproven, untried allegations and used them to enhance the sentence. And so Ross is serving three consecutive life sentences in prison. And that is a great miscarriage. But I wanted to talk to Lynn and about this dropping of the charges here, what implications that has, and the current status of Ross's trial as they're trying to get President Trump's attention for a pardon. Thank you for joining us, Lynn Ulbricht. And by the way, you can follow this at freeross.org. You can get the information, the story, find out what's going on there yourself, and keep up to date as there's new developments. And also follow him on Twitter at @free_Ross. So that's freeross.org and Twitter @free_Ross. Thank you for joining us, Lynn.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, David. And if you scroll down a little bit on that website homepage, there's a big red banner that will link right to a petition for clemency for Ross.
And that's we've already gotten over right 4,000
in less than 2 weeks. So we're really encouraged. And, you know, people, and it's really about this egregious sentence. You know, there's so much complexity to the case, but the sentence, most people agree, is just barbaric. Yes. And by the way, it was an argument with the Supreme Court that the judge using uncharged allegations to put someone in a cage for the rest of their life violates the Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Yes. The Sixth Amendment was partially written to prevent the accused from having this happen to them. That's why we have juries. That's why we have 12 people, supposedly of your peers, and not one judge deciding, oh, that must be true. I believe it. So who cares if a jury ever ruled on it? I'm going to convict this person of this.
This That's is right. a violation of our to get an right. indictment, as we've said many times, and President Trump has seen this as well, to get an indictment, all you have to do is just make an allegation, and it's just a pro forma process that you go through. The famous thing, we say it every time we talk about an indictment, it doesn't really mean anything. You don't have a trial. You just say, I'm alleging that they did this, and it's a formalization of that allegation. You know, you can indict the ham sandwiches, the thing that everybody talks about with that. And so it doesn't mean anything.
Years,
you have a right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, after 5 years, this is a pretty stale sandwich. They held that indictment for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case, keeping him under a cloud of this alleged violence or intended violence, with no proof, you know, and they use it to deprive him of bail. they used it at trial. They were permitted to discuss it without, you know, the jury ruling on it. So prejudice is the jury. And then at sentencing, she relied very heavily on it. And then in the appeal, they said, yes, the murder for hire drove this sentence. They said that. Now there's no charges. It was the he never was charged at trial in New York. There was this remaining charge in Maryland, which included it. Oh, okay. That's gone. Okay. So I guess it did its job.
It did its job because it slandered him all through the trial. It was used for that.
Absolutely.
And then it was used in an amazing way to enhance the sentences, as you point out. Even though he had never had a trial, he was punished as if he had had a trial and been found guilty of murder for hire, or actually, I guess, of actually murdering the people. Because, I mean, you know, to get a life sentence, I would think it's not just a conspiracy to murder somebody, but you would actually murder the person. So we have these prohibitions against sentencing people and sending them to jail without due process. We also have prohibitions against draconian excessive punishments, which if you throw that part of it out, then, you know, she used that to justify it. But it is a draconian punishment. I don't think that he should be sent to jail for running a website, period. Even if he had done that. But then there were other things that were very troubling about this. They're very similar to what we have seen in the situation with the Bundys, where they hide criminal actions that were committed by people who were running the entire operation. They did that in your case as well. And that's why correct. I think the point right now, because you've asked the Supreme Court to review this, you had 20 organizations that asked the Supreme, joined you to ask the Supreme Court. You had a national legal organization. You had the Reason Foundation. You had the Gun Owners of America. A lot of organizations all over the political spectrum, both left and right.
That's correct.
Asking the Supreme Court to hear these very important constitutional issues. And the Supreme Court said no. So now at this point, what you have left is just an appeal to the president for justice, for clemency.
Yes, a commuted sentence. And there is there's something in the court called a habeas petition that can be filed. It's everybody says, well, it's very hard to get that. But at least the judge, it was going to be before the same judge who gave him the double life sentence. She's retiring. So at least it's not in front of her. But we're not pinning a lot of hope on it just because it's so difficult. A commuted sentence to me, it's like even if you. You know, even people who obviously are against a lot of the things that, obviously alleged, that sentence for a first time nonviolent offender, you know, it sets a terrible precedent. There's such excessive sentencing in this country as it is. It's,
and hopefully President Trump will see that because we've seen him, you know, there was a lady, a black lady that
Alice
was
Johnson.
Freed after 20
Alice
years because
Johnson.
She got this excessive sentence, you know, mandatory minimums and so forth. She was nonviolent. It was her first offense and so forth. And she really was selling drugs. But, President Trump pardoned her. And I think that President Trump, because he has been the victim of this kind of corruption, that we see and targeting and persecution that we've seen with the, Department of Justice against him and the FBI against him, I think he has sympathy to that in a way that, other presidents would not have had.
Hmm.
We'll have to see. We'll have to see what happens with that.
Yes,
but
well,
people can find people can find this petition again at freeross.org. Scroll down there. You'll find a link to that petition. The thing that's going to make this happen, folks, we know that President Trump is open to giving this kind of help to people who have been unjustly persecuted, unfairly treated in the Department of Justice. You have to make your voice heard. You have to sign that petition. You have to spread this information around on social media. Very important to do that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect.
head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and as you know, we have a full court press to try to get Google, YouTube, as well as Facebook to censor and shut down InfoWars being led by CNN. How is that for corruption? The people who can't win an argument just want to shut you down. Isn't that like what Antifa does? That's why I call Antifa the anti-First Amendment. They're not anti-fascist. They are fascist. CNN is fascist. The mainstream media is fascist. They don't want free speech. They are anti-FA, anti-FA, anti-First Amendment. That is their brand of fascism. And, you know, as we're talking about what happened with YouTube, again, it's another one of these deals. They're going to shut us down because they can't take a joke. You're going to make fun of a whiny little bully boy. When he finally gets his comeuppance and a guy shoves him down the ground, doesn't hurt him. That was the funny part about it. He gives him a little bit of a shove. He goes down the ground, crying on the ground. That was the funny part about it. This guy wants to dish it out. He doesn't even have enough muscle to dish it out, but he certainly can't take it. And so that was the whole point of it. But, of course, humor and jokes are only allowed when the humor and jokes are about raping children or raping babies. or about white people or whatever. You can't joke about anything else. You can't joke about anything, as Roseanne Barr understood. She thinks that she's being purged because they misunderstood her about racism. No, they understand exactly what she said. They know that she is speaking out bravely and boldly, saying that, yeah, I supported President Trump. So what? Oh, she had to be stopped. She may have had the most popular program, but she had to be stopped. We may be more popular than CNN, but we have to be stopped because that cannot be allowed. And as New American talks about this, these four allegations they go through and they talk about, well, then this video is this and that, there's nothing to that, so forth and so on. But here's the wrap up, and they got it exactly right on the New American. They said, to verify that Jones published hate speech against Muslims, as the others claim, a reader or viewer would have to find and watch all four videos. It's going to be kind of hard to do that because YouTube purged them, right? You can find them on our website, of course. But in order, nobody's going to do that. That's their point. That's the problem. Without the easy access to social media, because you've been censored by the social media giants, viewers and readers can't judge for themselves whether a post was fairly deleted, except they don't really want to judge for themselves. They've already are biased against InfoWars. They don't know what's in these videos. They're just given a summary of this. And as we saw yesterday, Forbes is summarizing this by saying, that was Alex Jones that pushed that kid down. No matter how scurrilous the lies, people will believe it, and they won't verify it for themselves. And YouTube has made it more difficult for them to verify for themselves. And YouTube says, we hate your jokes. We hate your politics. We hate so much stuff about you guys. We want to shut you down. What they hate is the fact that they don't have a monopoly anymore. The government sources do. As Michael Snyder pointed out in his American Dream blog, big social media companies are being used to advance the New World Order's agenda. That's exactly right. They may call it hate speech. They may call it shadow banning. But they hate speech. It isn't that you're being hateful. They just hate free speech. And he says it's not just political voices that are being shut down. Facebook is shutting down dozens and dozens of alternative health pages. They don't want you getting independent information about health risks from products that they sell. They just want you to watch the commercials on Fox and CNN that tell you how wonderful this is. Oh, you got a little bit of, you're not getting sleep or you're feeling a little bit depressed. Well, take this stuff. Now, it may have the side effects of stroke, death, heart attack, and it may exacerbate probably, well, the condition that you're taking it for, but take it anyway. They say all that very rapidly while they have slow motion pictures of children and dogs running through the field. So pay no attention to that. Pay no attention to the inserts. There's no such thing as risk. If you can buy it over the counter, it's got to be safe, right? Or you just ask your doctor. That's the key line. Ask your doctor. And so as Michael Snyder says, the New World Order absolutely hates it when people start questioning conventional wisdom about medicine or about vaccines or about the giant pharmaceutical companies. Why do they have legal immunity when they give us these vaccines? Why did they need that in the first place? Why do they have it in the second place? You know, before the internet came along, they had a monopoly. They had the fairness doctrine and so forth. But then we had with Facebook, they had a very interesting day yesterday. As here's some of the headlines. Market Watch: Facebook pays for all of its mistakes all at once, and it's a big bill. They suffered their worst day ever. $100 billion plus route, the biggest loss in stock market history. All this stuff happened to Facebook yesterday. So much so, you got Facebook shareholders trying to fire Mark Zuckerberg. You've got investors asking why over $4 billion of insider trading happened in the last month or so after they were being called before Congress, being called before the European Union, asking about their business practices and so forth. The insiders in Facebook were unloading billions of dollars worth of stock. And now, after this has crashed, the investors are demanding an SEC investigation. So a mutiny by the stockholders may be the least of Zuckerberg's worries as we look at this. And as all of this is happening, and as they're on the ropes, what do? They shut down Alex Jones's channel for live streaming. Because that's the most important thing for them, to censor that. They don't want certain political news. They don't want news about health and so forth, both of which we provide. They also don't even like religion, especially Christianity. Here's a pastor saying Facebook is throttling Christianity. They have certain things that they like. They are funding one of the biggest Democrat conventions where they're going to be talking about menstrual equity. And I'm not talking about musicians here. They're going to be talking about that and a bunch of other crazy off-the-wall stuff at this time. And it's being funded by Facebook. They have a political agenda, and they're pushing that political agenda. They're funding that political agenda, and they're censoring everybody who's on the opposite side. Some of them GOP politicians. We just talked about it yesterday. A guy running in Florida, he wanted to put up the fact that he was endorsed by the NRA. He's a politician running for office. The NRA endorsed him, said, nope, we're not going to sell your ads. They don't need the revenue, even though they just had the biggest loss of any company anywhere in history. They don't want the revenue of somebody who says, yay, I was endorsed by the NRA. But you watch and see if they take ads from Planned Parenthood or candidates who are endorsed by Planned Parenthood. Oh, yes, they will. And so this pastor says, this is a story from WND, Facebook is throttling Christianity. He says he's had as many as 8 million people a month interact with his Facebook page in the past. But now he has a fraction of the audience due to the fake news algorithm that Facebook has put in. And he claims the social media giant is severely restricting distribution of Christian-themed posts. His name is Stephen Andrew. He says he still has a sizable audience. He said with 467,000 people liking his page, but Facebook is only showing posts to hundreds of people. Mm-hmm. Yep, YouTube does the same thing to us. Facebook does the same thing to us. He says, I'm being silenced by Facebook. Christianity is being silenced, he said. He said he spent thousands of dollars with Facebook advertising to build up his following. Before the censoring, he used to reach 5 to 8 million people per month. His average post would get anywhere from 30 to 60,000 people. Some posts reached 1 million people. But after Facebook announced a crackdown on fake news, he was shadow banned. And this resulted in them blocking about 5 million people per month. Now, as that's happening, we have President Trump who has gone to bat for a Christian pastor who is in Turkey. This is a guy from North Carolina, Pastor Brunson. He has lived for a long time in Turkey. He has been there since 1993 as a missionary. So, 25 years. He's 50 years old. He spent half of his life there. He was arrested in October 2016. He was later charged despite no evidence of having links to Fethullah Gulen, one of the usual suspects we talk about here frequently. There is a competition. See, just to say that you're on the opposite side of something doesn't mean the other guy is a good guy, right? You know, when we talk about the fact that Vladimir Putin is being used by a whipping boy, they're accusing him of everything from bugging soccer balls to rigging our elections. It doesn't mean that Vladimir Putin is a good guy. It just means that these crooks in America are gaslighting you over that. And what else are they gaslighting you over?
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Craig-Lanon product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Craig-Lanon base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home.
Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau D'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm ready for
it. Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I've just been informed by our social media guy that YouTube has pulled the plug on this channel's live stream. Just took them a while to figure out I was with InfoWars, I guess. Pull it down. That means it's now unanimous. I was the last man standing before they just took this channel down. And he was also talking to me about the Twitter shadow banning. He said he had gone through and taken a look, and it was all the InfoWars programs. You know, this one, like the Real News account, for example, on Twitter was shadow banned. It wouldn't show up in searches. It included even my personal account, Libertarian. Where you can follow me. That was also shadow banned. He said Lionel was shadow banned or anything. Then when the congressman testified, started questioning them about that and so forth, made an issue out of that. He said now they've all reappeared now. So they've removed that stuff there on Twitter. So that's something of a positive thing. You know, President Trump's 2020 campaign manager that he has named was the guy who was running his social media, campaign stuff in 2016. And President Trump needs to understand that he needs to have people who have his back. He needs to have an alternative standpoint. I'm not going to praise everything that President Trump does, but he does far, far, far more good and things that I agree with than anything else. And he needs to have that open discussion there where people can freely and honestly talk about the issues instead of having CNN have a monopoly as they wish. President Trump and his social media manager needs to explain this to him or somebody. He needs to get in this fight. He's got a dog in this fight. We all have a dog in this fight. We all benefit. Even the left. You know, all these people on the left who are pushing this stuff. Yes, I understand CNN, you know, there is no real difference when you get to the very top. You got the GOP establishment, the Democrat establishment. They're all run by the CIA, which is really what CNN is. It's a CIA news network. And so, yeah, they're going to be protected on that. But a lot of people who are lefties in the press are going to find out that their content, if they really get honest about it. And I'm thinking about people like The Guardian, for example. Guardian, they're hardcore left. They're leftists on economics. They're leftists on the climate and so forth. But they're honest about other things. And if they're genuine liberals, they're going to find themselves at the end of a noose when somebody else gets in charge. So they better hope these other people, if they really are leftists and not just part of the CIA deep state establishment, they better hope that we don't lose freedom of the press. Now, one of the things that you can do, we have a free app. We had just created it within the last month or so. You can download that free app. You can take that with you wherever. And as long as the internet is up, that app is going to be able to get you content, either audio content or audio and video content of all of our programs. It's got a very simple, clean interface, very easy to use, and it is free. Free speech on a free app. How about that? You can find that app and download that. And let me tell you about what supports our operation here. And those are the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got some new products, some new sales, and some sales on the new products. The newest products that we have are the fish oil products. We have Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil, and a product called Honor Roll. You can get those individually. You can try them 25% off if you buy them one at a time. Or if you get all three of those new products, you can get them all together 40% off. We still have a sale on our other new product, Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. This is the first product we've had with Nano Silver that is specifically designed for topical application. That's why it's a gel. Nano Silver is very effective at fighting not just bacteria. It's not just an antibiotic. It also fights virus. And so we've put Super Silver in our two flavors of toothpaste and our mouthwash and our immune gargle spray and so forth. But those are all liquid, and we have a colloidal silver that you can take internally. That's a silver bullet. That's also on sale at $9.95. But Nano Silver is very good for topical applications, and this is in the form of a gel. So Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel is now 25% off. Finally, we have several items that are at 50% discount, some of our most popular products, things like BioTru Selenium. You know that selenium is very important for your health. This is a all-organic, non-GMO selenium. It is 50% off. Vitamin Mineral, that's a drink mix, 50% off. Great way to get your vitamins and minerals without taking a lot of pills. And finally, Alpha Power and Brain Force Plus, both of those 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the specials we have. We really do appreciate your support. I was talking about this pastor in Turkey, and I think it tells us something very important about the society we're going to have if we don't really understand where Islam is coming from here. We have a pastor there, Pastor Andrew Brunson. As I said, he has been in Turkey as a pastor since 1993. So he's been there 25 years. He's 50 years old. In 2016, he was arrested. He has been put on trial for the crime of Christianization. That is a crime. Christianization. He's also been accused of being a cohort of Fethullah Gulen, a rival of Erdogan. Both Erdogan and Fethullah Gulen would like to set up a worldwide caliphate. They just want to be, each of them wants to be the Grand Poobah, or whatever they call themselves. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow said there have been bilateral negotiations at the highest level, including the President of the United States. He said he was on the phone with him yesterday evening, and this morning President Trump has been a key leader on this, he said. Trump last week openly talked about this case. He said it has been a total disgrace for Turkey to keep this pastor imprisoned. So after spending 25 years there, they picked him up 21 months ago. He has been in a Turkish prison because of his Christian faith with the charges of Christianization. So after President Trump got involved, they released him. He is now under house arrest. He's been returned to his home. And the court order for that came one day after Congress advanced a bill that would ban delivery of fifth-generation F-35 fighters to Turkey. So they were going to be given the state-of-the-art weapons. And President Trump criticized them for this. You can't put this guy in jail simply because he's a Christian. They said, no, we will. And then Congress said, okay, then we're not going to sell you these jets. And you know, the amazing thing that I saw yesterday that came out of all this was the reaction from Turkey, the angry reaction. How dare you threaten us? I thought, seriously? I don't know how many of these fifth generation fighters they're in line to get. But they would rather keep one Christian pastor in jail than to get fifth generation F-35 fighters. What does that tell you about, number one, the power of Christianity and the hatred of Islam and the intolerance of Islam for anything else? They would rather persecute a Christian pastor than to get those jets. So be it. So be it. The Daily Sabah, the second high penal court, said they ordered Wednesday that he be moved to his home due to health issues. Well, we'll see what's happening with that. But it's absolutely amazing. It's absolutely amazing to see that. Now, in Bavaria, we have a town rejecting a Turkish mosque. Why? Because they say that it is being pushed out there by an organization that is a shell group for Erdogan, the president of Turkey again. It's the Turkish Islamic Cultural Association. Now, in German, the acronym is DITIB. And they have, they were going to be given 54,000 square foot plot of land to begin a new mosque. They were going to be given a 99 year lease, but some of the people there turned out, started talking about this and they had an election. 59.6% of the voters rejected the proposal to give this to them. They said, they've already admitted that Erdogan was using them, this organization, to actively spy on their own worshipers for the Erdogan government, because he's so paranoid about this. Again, as I said, there's this competition between Erdogan and Fethullah Gulen. Fethullah Gulen is not a good guy either. He's getting well over $500 million of American money to Islamify America. And make no doubt about it, that's what these schools are about. He's got over 1,000 Turkish schools Fethullah Gulen has set up around the world. Now, here in America, they say, well, we're not going to talk about religion, but they talk about Turkish culture. They talk about everything else. And they're sending people on junkets, including congressmen, to Turkey all the time because they get $500 million in money. They've been investigated by the FBI for laundering money through their teachers. They say they can't find any teachers in the United States. So they got to get like these H-1B type visas. I don't know if it's H-1B, H-2B, whatever it is, to bring in teachers. Those teachers are then given excessive salaries and then they kick that money back to Fethullah Gulen. Mark Hall's done an excellent job on that. It's called Killing Ed is the name of that documentary exposing Fethullah Gulen. But another example, you know, these are not two good guys. You got Erdogan on the one hand, you got Fethullah Gulen on the other side. Both of them are trying to Islamify the entire world. Now, they may be pushing back against that in Bavaria, but you got an Italian bishop. This is not the same guy, by the way, who was pushing inside the Vatican open immigration. This is another one. He says, morally, as a man of faith, I would be willing to turn all churches into mosques if it was useful to the cause and if it helped to save the lives of the poor and unhappy men. You are a fool if you think that. You are a fool if you think that the people who will keep one pastor in jail, even with the promise and the bribe of fifth generation fighters, if you think those people are going to respond in kind to that. And they're now even pushing against crucifixes in public, the Italians.